Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be especially for my Rishikhi, Linish Mas, Maras Esther, Bas, Rishmos, Hoschaich, Fig, Bas, Michalis, Bas, Yafraim, and Rus, before Shlem, Sel, Shachol, Soel. And we're continuing our series in the Shabbos, Shemitah, Parsha, based in the Torah of Harav Adari, Zichrono Livracha. The Chazal have a tradition about Moshe Rabbeinu, who decreed that the Jewish people should rest on Shabbos when they were Meshuvah in Mitzrayim, as we find in Shmos Rabbah, Vayar V'Siblosim, the Torah Shlema on page 75, and as the Sfas Emes explains in Shmos on page 6, that through this Moshe Rabbeinu helped release the Jewish people from the yoke of Avdus HaMitzri, from the yoke of the Egyptian slavery, the dependency on work, on malacha, and weekday activities subordinates a person to the usual rules of nature and the world. And indeed, the Gentiles have been given control over the world, whereas the world of the Jews is a different world. That's the world of Shabbos. Lo enchaltam al kenu lovdei psilim. Shabbos wasn't given to the idolaters. Shabbos is the world of chelus. Bo en l'nochri shlita l'yisraeli. There the Gentile has no control, no power over the Jew. And that's what it says in the Gemara. Kol ha'aniges ha'shabbos. Anybody who gives Shabbos pleasure, he is given a nachala b'li meitzar. He's given an unlimited inheritance. Without the meitzarim of Mitzrayim, without the limits, the boundaries, the borders of Egypt, if a person is mekabel upon himself all Torah to Shabbat, if a person accepts upon himself the yoke of Shabbos, then he is, like we see in Avos, if you're mekabel upon yourself Torah, ma'avirim menu ol malchus, v'ol derech eretz, so also if you're mekabel the yoke of Shabbos, so then we have no more malchus umas ha'olam, because we're in a different world. So too, the Sfas Emes explains on page 22, the Medrash that describes the revelation at the Sne. Ani yishena b'shibud Mitzrayim, v'libi er, kol dodi, ha'mitgale b'sne, dofek, petchili, ma she'ne'amar v'ayimaru et chayihem b'avodah v'chomer v'levenim. Umasha, this is Sfas Emes speaking. Umasha nefesh shi achiyut she be'adam mutredet kol yom bevlei olam mitzazen esherat agalut b'fol mamash. So the Medrash describes the izgalus of the sne. Ani yishena, I am sleeping when? In the shibud of Mitzrayim. Libi er, but my heart is awake. Kol dodi, the pasuk famously in Shir Shirim. The voice of my beloved that reveals itself at the sne. Dofek is knocking. Petchili, open up for me. God is calling out to us in the Shibud of Mitzrayim. We're sleeping, our hearts are awake. Our beloved calls out to us. And that it says, Vayamar eschayim b'chomer levenim. What does that mean? They embitter their lives with bricks and mortar. That's what the soul, which is the chiyus of a person, the vitality of a person, is busy all day with the nonsense of the world. And through this, the galus is befa'al. In other words, in the world of Chassidus, particularly, there's an emphasis on the fact that galus is not merely geographical, but galus is a state of mind. Galus is a state of one's mental state, the soul, the psyche. So when a person is busy with hevlei ha'olam, with chomer levenim, with the materialism, physicality, so then he has galus before mamish. The spiritual soul knocks on the doors of the body. Kol dodi dofek, the soul, the spirituality, is knocking, and it's asking, pischili, open up for me. Kachu b'dorot ha'shvelim omer ha'sfat emet, she'aguf ikar, v'aneshama tfeila. The guf is ikar, and the neshama is subordinate. L'chein mishu'abedet ha'nefesh la'guf. And therefore, the cell is engulfed by the goof. Moshe Ne'amar, B'nafshenu Levin Nachmeinu. With our cell, we bring bread, because our cell is meshuvid, is subordinate to the body. That's galus. And that's Bechinas Imo Anochi B'tzara. I am with you. I, the neshama, am with you, the goof, in the tzara. However, B'Shabbos, Harei Mashbit Kol Ish Mi'Yisrael Et Melechet HaGuf. Vaz Me'ira Neshama Yitera. And Shabbos, we stop doing Melechet HaGuf. And then the neshama shines from all of the thorns and thistles that prick us with the Gashmi Stikasne. And with a special light, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Dari haya medaber al ha'gemara zot harbe. Be'or miyuchad yahel ha'mesupar al Hillel ha'zaken. Ish beit ha'midrash ha'Yerushalmi ha'meshabed et gufo l'tzorchei nishmato ad ki ne'ram alav b'leil Shabbat shel tkufat Tevetch שבה אנחנו עומדים. רום גימל עמוד שלג, כמו שכתוב ביום הדף למנהר מודבט. We have a special light now on Hillel. Hillel is מלשון light, Hallel of light. בהילו נרו עלי ראשי, it says in the פסוק in Eof, which means light. Hillel הזקן. Now we have a special light about the story of Hillel, the man of the Yerushalmi Beis Medrash, who is subordinating his body for the needs of his soul, to the point that on a freezing Friday night in the period of Teves, there were three amos of sheleg that was piled up on top of him in the roof of the Beis Medrash. He was trying to listen into the Divrei Torah. V'hu shegam, it's Yuma 35b. V'hu shegam imidato baruch Hashem yom yom. Even though his midah was baruch Hashem yom yom, if you'd find a nice animal he would eat it today, he would say, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help me. I'll find also for Shabbos. Nevertheless, הרי הוא מודה לשמי המשליט את החירות השבתית אף במעשה החול. Nevertheless, he agrees with Shammai, who makes the Shabbos freedom rule over the actions of the weekday. Shammai, every time he would find a nice animal, he would put it aside for Shabbos. So Hillel agrees in principle. During the week, you should always be, the Shabbos freedom should rule. And mikoach hanagat haneshama muvil Hillel et gufo lamilchatz, like the famous Medrash, Hillel is doing chesed. He's doing chesed with his body because his soul is in control. So his soul brings the body to the Beis HaMerchatz to wash. And he does this chesed. Ve'ikor rabba lamedalet gimel and hey, lamedalet gimel and hey. Ose chesed yimach sanya gufanit ba mitarechet nafsho. And he does chesed with the host. The body is the host. That's the body. But really, the true life is the soul. V'chol achizayon aruchani azeh shel shiabud aguf ha-mityachetz l'shabbat shebeshavua. Kachay maf ha-dvarim biyachat l'shabbat ha-aretz. Just like this whole spiritual vision about the shibud haguf that relates to Shabbos, we have the same thing when it comes to Shabbos Haaretz, when it comes to Shemitah. B'Shemitah na'aseit Eretz Yisrael na'achala b'li meitzarim. Ki ha'Eretz she'aleha amar kuelet b'chochmato ashrech Eretz shamarkech ben chorim. B'Svat Emet Vayikra 203. Ki ha'am ha'yoshev b'tzion mitna'er b'shana shvit mitlut b'avodat ha'adamah ve'ofech liot ben chorim la'atzmo l'olomo ha'ruchani. And Shabbos Eretz Yisrael becomes unlimited. When we keep Shemitah, that's the Shabbos for a whole year. And that's the land that Kohelet said, fortunate is the land that your kings are free. We become free on Shemitah. We're no longer dependent on the land. We're no longer dependent on the physicality. We're no longer dependent on work. And we become free. We become spiritually freed. Hashemitah mi melachot atluyot bakarka. מקנות לעובד את אדמתו עצמאות רוחנית. פרי הוא אדון לזמנו לעיתותיו. So now, he has freedom. He's the master of his time. He can do what he wants. Now that he's no longer doing מלאכת הקרקע. שבת לשם בזמן ושבת לשם במקום מרחיבים את נחלתו עד להיותה בלי מיצרים. The Shabbos לשם in time, Shabbos לשם in space, expands a person's נחלה and it becomes unlimited like Chazal promised. נחה בלי מיצרים. הגאולה ממצרים, החירות ממיצריה, שמירת השבת וקדושת השביעית, עולים כולם בקנה אחד. מעתה צבח השור ודבר מעלת החירות והגאולה התמונים בשבתה של השביעית. איי, 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 איזה ניסוח מהמם. וגאולה from מצרים, the freedom from its boundaries, from its borders, from the מיצרים of מצרים, from the limitations. Guarding Shabbos and the holiness of Shviyas are all together, because Mitzrayim is Shibut HaGashmiyus. Freedom from Mitzrayim is Moshe Rabbeinu being attacking Shabbos in Mitzrayim, a world of Ruchnias when you're free from the shackles of time and space and people. And this is achieved both by Shmiras HaShabbos, where we get a Nachala B'li Meitzara and we leave Mitzrayim, we go into the spiritual world. We're no longer in the world of Chomer and Levenim, of physical servitude. And Shviyas, we're no longer dependent on the physical land. And it all comes together. Shabbos, Shviyas, Parashas Shmos, Geula Mimitzrayim. The Geula already started in this week's Parasha. And go out and think the tremendous Maila of freedom and redemption that are encapsulated in the Shabbos of Shviyas. Wow, okay. We still have a lot more to say. We have to talk about all of Sefer Shmos in the Shviyas year. So hopefully we'll get to that in a future shir, and hopefully we will continue with this amazing series. Thank you so much for listening. Shabbat Shalom, Shviyit Shalom, Shemitah Shalom, and Shenizkeh L'Geula Shleima. Like the Rambam says, that one of the signs of the Geula is that we will go back and keep Shemitim and Yoblos Kahalacha. Bekarav v'yamenu amen. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos, sweetest friends.